Okay, we've learned a lot about Azure on Channel 9 and all over the internet. We want to actually talk to people who actually use the technology in business-critical situations. We're with Mathias. Mathias, excuse me. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and what your company does.
Yes, my name is Mathias Ekman, and I'm working at a consulting company in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And we develop solutions on the Azure platform, and I'm head of our cloud department.
Excellent. So quickly, what are some of the apps that you have deployed to Azure, like your big name app is, I find very interesting because apparently it has to do with preventing money laundering.
Yes.
Which is not going to be popular in sort of the Italian section of New Jersey. Just kidding. So tell us a little bit about that and how does it play into Azure and what's going on?
We have basically two services that we have launched on the Azure platform. One is the system for monitoring transactions regarding to anti-money laundering. Mm-hmm. And the other one is to help Swedish government to publish public data.
Okay.
And that we are using this new data market services.
Interesting. Yes. So you're essentially wrapping the data up in essentially data set packaging, putting it on data market?
Yes.
Okay, so that's an interesting approach as opposed to just using storing it in SQL, Azure, or whatnot. Tell us a little bit more about why you chose
that. Because we believe that it's the public information will be a new way for startups, for example, mm-hmm. to build new information companies. And we would like to encourage students, for example, and help them access the public information in a standard way to be able to take the first step to maybe write some mashups and find, for example, hospitals and combine that with other public information.
Excellent. So why did you choose Azure?
For me, it was rather simple because one of the things that is really important if you would like to grow an ecosystem around innovation, these actors need to be able to get paid. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a really simple billing infrastructure. And that's what's when Microsoft launched this, was future known as the codename Dallas, mm-hmm. which becomes the data market services. It's a key ingredient in delivering this, that it should be really easy to access the information. But if you as information owner would like to get paid, mm-hmm. Someone else has to do that because these small companies cannot sitting and doing and billing.
Sure.
At the same time, they should focus on innovation. So that was, for me, one of the most important parts. And then, of course, the simplicity to publish information because you can do it directly from Visual Studio or from Excel or that kind of stuff. So it was a simple choice.
Excellent. And is it working well for you?
Yes. I should say that through in the... in Europe, where we have this PSI directive that all government agencies need to publish information, so they are really interesting to find a cost-effective way to do that.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be able to offload the IT to the cloud.
Yes, but then we see that the biggest issue is not the technical one, it's the quality of the data.
Ah, and how do you control that?
No, you cannot do that because the government has collected the information, and that may be the most scariest part for them, that we have this solution that is really simple to publish the information, mm-hmm. and the quality becomes an issue directly.
Sure.
Because otherwise you could have hide behind it's a big IT project, it will be costly to do this kind of solutions, but now when you have this really simple, effective way mm-hmm. to publish information, it's clearly that it's not the cost, mm-hmm. it's the quality that is the big issue.
Excellent. So in some sense, this is helping to push raise the quality bar because they can't use an IT excuse, essentially what I'm hearing. Very cool. Any challenges?
I think one of the challenges is to find these first innovations that shows that we really should do this because still it's the most common solution on top of public information is a map and you present some information, but it's rather hard to build a new innovative company around just the mashup. Mm. So I think it's the most important thing is to try to find good examples how we can build a new information companies around this kind of solution, and not just it's a new way of publishing the information.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking specifically about software as a service or platform as a service.
Yes.
All these buzzwords we love to use, the cloud.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you this. How would you define what the cloud is? What's the cloud?
Yeah. It's hard, but for me it's two words. It's elasticity and availability.
Excellent.
It's important part for me. But then, of course, we see that the cloud is using to deliver small kind of solution and other stuff and products and this stuff. But in the beginning, the cloud for me was really the scale. Mm. But it's few companies that uses this today, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hopefully, I mean, it seems to be where computing is going.
Yeah.
To offload a lot of the computation and work and services to the so-called cloud.
Yeah.
So, hey, thank you for coming on Channel 9. And keep on innovating on top of Azure. Let us know what we need to do and show us, because that's where the innovation really matters.
Yeah, we will do that.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks.
Cheers.